Just answer.
What exactly do you want?
We want to open up Yara. Make it convenient for the international community.
When opportunity knocks, you need to seize it.
We believe we can help each other. The agency can pave the way for ending Santos's regime. And, in time, with our support, you can eventually run for Yara's presidency. Are you ready to be El Presidente?
You dare call us cowards? I'll kill you, kill you, kill you all!
No. How could this be? How could that puny house cat beat all of us?
Of the countless born, most die. Trapped in their ships. Only 1 in 100 survive. If we are blessed, it is only because we yet live. Unlike our brothers and sisters who were sacrificed for the glory of Mamook.
You kidding? This isn't the first world. Something like that happens to you here, you're fucked. I'm blind, they did try to help me with that, but then, silence. As if I didn't exist. They don't want any record of these incidents, because they want to keep Viviro production in-house, as they say. If you dig, you'll find more irregularities.
What's the second thing that bothers you?
There's no way they can provide the world with this thing. We don't have the resources to provide that kind of production. Nor enough fields, nor enough farm workers. I'm afraid they'll do questionable things to satisfy demand.
What kind of things?
Hard to tell. But if they hide accidents like mine, and believe me, there are many others. What else are they capable of doing?
Las protestas que rompan el orden no serán toleradas. Ciudadanos de Yara, vayan a sus casas. Sean buenos miembros de nuestra sociedad.
Por aquí, señor. They tell me your reservation is ready. There's no need for you to go through reception.
Good. Thank you. Wait. Let me find some change.
Oh, no. Don't worry. All your accommodations have been taken care of. Please, just enjoy Valle de Oro.
We are survivors. That's what human beings do best. Against predators, against famine, against time and fate. We tried to hang on, but nothing could stop the fear.
No, not just your imagination, and you're both plenty young, by the way.
Aw, thank you, Tom.
Next week, we have 200 men from Brooklyn Rapid Transit coming for dinner here. 200! I've heard they're going to a show at the Star around the corner first. All these new hotels and theaters and everything, it's all getting to be a bit much for me. All this change, all these buildings and people and cars. But I suppose that's how it goes. Good evening, Anna. George. It's good to see you on this somber occasion.
Of course, Tom, my friend. We wouldn't miss it.
There are 11 of us waiters here right now, and we've all been here for 25 years or more. Not much has changed. Some food here and there, and we finally put tablecloths on the tables after Mr. Bristol died. Of course, he was so set against them. But I do think it adds a bit of class.